Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, it is a Football Friday, and we kick our Football Fridays off with the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. How you doing, Gov? How are you?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're good, man.
We are good, and so are you. Last week, you climbed Mount 500. You're now 8-7 on the year. And, Gov, I got to say, you and I got screwed by the Rams and the Eagles running that kickback. That was brutal.
And first of all, that was a predicted upset.
I know.
And so we called that. And I was so happy. I was like, yo, this is it. This is what we do. And then I saw that damn last play. I was like, what the hell is going on right now? I was so mad. Was so mad.
You're not alone.
They got to close, baby. They got to close.
You're not alone, gotta sir.
Got to close. All right. Got
to
close.
We're on to week four. Gov, real quick, do you watch the Ryder Cup at all?
You know, I don't as much. And actually, I kind of like, I enjoy playing golf, even though I like when people say, what's my handicap? I'm like, it's golf. you know what I mean? But I actually enjoy getting out there. I can't say I just sit there and watch a whole afternoon of it on television. But I'll check it out this year. I'll check it out.
Well, the United States kind of getting their butt kicked
right now.
They're
getting their butt handed to them right now.
They could use some of your good luck this afternoon, maybe.
I don't know how much help I can give them on the golf course right now.
We will stick to football, sir. And
yes.
We got a big week. We got 5 games lined up for you. Let's start with what should be an awesome, awesome game. These damn Eagles that cost us both last week travel to Tampa to take on the Bucks, a pair of 3-0 teams. This should be a really good game. What do you think of Eagles Buccaneers?
So the respect I will give to the Eagles is you know, good teams win. And great teams find ways to win, right? And the Eagles have just found ways to win. They find ways to win close games. If you're an Eagles fan, you're never really out of it. And I respect that. And I just say, you know, Saquon is right back to, you know, just playing really, really, really good football. But the person who's also playing some really good football right now is Baker Mayfield. I mean, he really is showing that he is a legit NFL pro. They are both 3-0. Neither one of these teams have really blown anyone out. But I think the reason that I'm going to give the Bucks the edge on this is I do think playing at home is going to matter, for the Bucks. And I do think that there is a certain confidence and swagger that I think they are walking into this week with that I think is going to matter. I respect the fact that the Eagles just find ways of winning close games, but I think this is the week that the Eagles take their first L. So I'm going with the Bucks on that.
I like that. I like that. Somebody's taking one, right? And that's two good teams. Going to be awesome to watch that.
That's right.
We'll keep this moving. The 3-0 Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones at quarterback. He's now Indiana Jones. Travel to L.A. to face the Rams. The Rams coming off that just terrible blown lead loss in Philly last week. What do you like, Colts-Rams?
So I actually like the Colts on this one.
Ooh.
And I know a lot of folks are saying because, the Rams coming out off that loss, they have a lot to prove. Also, it's in L.A., and I know that matters. But here's a couple things I just want to remind people, throw out to people, that the Colts, like Daniel Jones is close to like 1,000 yards this season. Daniel Jones is playing out of his mind right now. And the truth is that while Daniel Jones is playing out of his mind, that he's still probably in second on his team for MVP consideration because Jonathan Taylor is putting up one of the most special seasons that we have seen, at least again, this early in the season. But Taylor has, over 300 yards, 325 yards, three touchdowns. I mean, like, he is playing like someone who is just, like, completely rejuvenated. So I think this is going to be a good game. I do think this is one of the games of the week, and this is one of the games that everybody is going to be watching because it's going to be a very telling game, and especially after what happened last week to the Rams. But I think this is a game that the Colt fans have been – let me not call them the Colts. The Indianapolis football team.
I love that.
Because there is only the Baltimore Colts. That the Indianapolis football team has been waiting for a while. And so I think they go on the road, and I think they take this one.
I feel like Daniel Jones is really hard to trust. If they go to L.A. and beat the Rams and get to 4-0, I think you got to start to at least – to your point, Jonathan Taylor's turning back the clock to his 2,000-yard season. Like they play really good defense. I think you gotta buy what the Colts are selling if they can pull this one off.
And here's the thing, and I agree with you on it, but I'm trying to figure Daniel Jones out. Right? Is it that he is tough to trust, or is that his former team is tough to trust? Because there is something about these folks who leave New York and then start balling. And so, we saw it with, we saw it with Saquon, and now Saquon was balling, was balling there before, but like he really went over the hump when he left. And so this is what I'm trying to figure out with Dan Jones. Like, is he actually a legit NFL quarterback who was just in a really bad situation? Or is he one that we are eventually going to start seeing signs of what got him dismissed from New York in the first place? And I'm thinking that at least if you're looking at the way he's playing in these first couple games, it might be the prior. It might not be Daniel Jones. It might have been his former situation.
That's a really fair point. I want to finish with the Commanders and the Ravens. So we're going to go to the Sunday night game. Packers 2-1 traveling to Dallas. Micah Parsons coming back to Jerry World wearing green and yellow. What do you think, Packers Cowboys?
Wait, I asked you a question. And CeeDee Lamb's not playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Packers going. People don't need to stay up long for this. I mean, honestly, this is going to be great watching Parsons come back. I mean, I think Parsons might end up with about, I don't know, like 40 tackles some in this game.
The way he plays,
he may. I mean, seriously, like this man, it isn't just that they got rid of him, right? It was so disrespectful the way it was done with him. This man is coming back with a vengeance. He's coming back with some real serious pressure. And so he's going to have a big game. I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a really big game. Y'all know I'm just a big Josh Jacobs fan. And they don't have CD. So this is the Packers. And honestly, despite what happened last week, and I don't know what the hell happened last week with them, I still think the Packers are one of the most talented teams in the NFC. And I think they're going to come back and show that.
I tend to agree with you. Gov, this one's might be painful. We're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore for his weekly NFL picks. I know you were in the building last Monday night. I saw you chopping it up with Stephen A. what happened to the Ravens last week, dude?
Yeah, it's like, and I mean, this one is hard because, you know, you're just seeing, this is like deja vu all over again. The secondary is just not showing up. And here's the thing that gets me about it is, you know, I remember we've had years where the Ravens have kind of started off slow and then go on like the 6-week win streak and then get everyone's hopes up. And then the same thing that forced them to start off slow shows itself again in the playoffs, which is the secondary is just not there. And listen, like Lamar Jackson, the Ravens offense has put up, 115, 120 points, and is 1-2, and the team is 1-2. Like, there's a fundamental problem with those numbers, where your offense is so unstoppable, 100+ points in 3 games, and the team is 1-2. So we have a very real defensive problem. In Baltimore, where it's just like, do you have the ability to stop teams? And some of these teams are not offensive juggernauts. Now, I will give it to the Lions, and folks say, listen, their 2 losses are to the Lions and to the Bills. I get that. And those are 2 of the best teams in the NFL. I get that. But for you to be the best team in the NFL, it means you need to beat the better teams in the NFL. And there's an inability for the Ravens to be able to do that right now. So I think John Harbaugh has got to, you know, let folks and remind folks why they should have confidence in him. I think this defense has got to stop allowing teams to put up 40 points on them repeatedly. And I think this is going to be a really important test. I think now one of the things that I will one of the reasons why I'm going with the Ravens this week is if there is any team that has been a bigger disappointment for people than the Baltimore Ravens thus far this year, it is the Kansas City Chiefs. That Kansas City Chiefs have not, I mean, you know, come out with anything that should give people confidence. I mean, like, and here's the stat that I like telling people when they talk about about the Chiefs offense is, do you know the leading rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes?
So like, not great.
Not great. Not great. And it'd be one thing if we're talking like the leading rusher for the Ravens is Lamar Jackson, which he is not. But it'd be one thing if you're like, okay, but he's so different. Your leading rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes. And so as long as that's the case, and as long as you have an offense that is just, you know, that's having very real challenges and also a defense that is allowing point spreads and point scores that they're just not used to giving up. I think that the Chiefs are just playing really bad football right now. And so the reason that I'm going with the Ravens is just because I think they are playing a team that is right now both not performing on a football field. And I think just psychologically really just completely head spinning right now.
I mean, it seemed like when you see Andy Reid getting in Kelsey's face the other night. It's crazy that those two teams are 1-2 going into this game.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Last pick for you, sir. The Commanders heading down to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Some quarterback questions for Washington.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, everything. every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doesn't look like Terry McLaurin's going to play. Well, what do you think?
Doesn't matter. Commanders don't win. Doesn't matter.
Matter of fact.
It doesn't matter. And this is another one where you know, and I know having and again, I repeat what I said last week. Let Jaden sit. Let him sit. Make sure he comes back healthy. There is bad juju around having really good young quarterbacks and rushing them back onto the field. Let him get healthy. Because with Mariota, again, Mariota is never going to win you a game. No one is going to say, and the fourth quarter heroics of Marcus Mariota. Like, that is a statement that no one will ever let come out of their mouth, right? But what he's not going to do, he won't lose you the game. And that's all you need from a backup quarterback who actually has some good weapons that is surrounding them. Not to mention the fact that the defense is playing well. You had a team last week, and everyone's talking about Penix, right? And I get it. Like that was a really, really bad performance by a quarterback who's supposed to be one of the really, you know, one of the young stars of the NFL. Completely and point taken, and I agree. But for me, the story last week wasn't Penix. The story was the defense. Like, the defense wasn't stopping anything. And so even if Penix did not have a horrible game that got him sad, you would have had to put up a really good game in order to score enough points to make up for the fact that the defense was just letting people run over them. So I think that the Commanders are going to be fine. Even if it means going on the road, and even if it means going on the road without your starting quarterback, I just think that this is a team that doesn't make the same kind of mistakes that the Falcons they're showing to make. And I think the Commanders come back with a W.
There you have it. All right, sir. All right, I got man. You taking the Bucks, the Colts, the Packers, the Ravens, and the Commanders. You are 1/500 through 3 weeks, and my guess is you'll probably be 3/500 by next week.
I think so. Yeah, the only adjustment is, again, it's not the Colts. It's the Indianapolis football team. But, yeah.
I love that. thank you for your time, as always, sir. We appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all so much.
All right, man. Take care.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us for his weekly NFL picks. Appreciate that the Gov makes the time, and he loves football, dude.
You can just tell. You hear it.
All right, when we return, PFT commenter joins the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.